All right, I call to order the Northwest Seaport Alliance Audit Committee meeting of April 14th, 2023. The time is now 3:03 p.m. Our meeting is being held remotely via Teams and to allow for public attendance in room 104 of the Fabulich Center on 3600 Port of Tacoma Road in Tacoma, Washington. With me today via Teams are Audit Committee members Commissioner Keller, Marzano, and Commissioner Mohammed. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Right. I pledge allegiance to the flag
Commissioner Cho, you're on mute.
Yeah, that was intentional so that folks can finish their flag. Okay, our first order of business is to approve the minutes from December 9th, 2022 meeting. The minutes have been distributed to the committee members, and are there any corrections to the minutes? All right, hearing none, may I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Excellent. I have a motion and a second. When I call your name, please indicate approval by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Commissioner Keller?
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
Commissioner Mohammed?
Aye.
Commissioner Cho? Aye. All right, we have four ayes and no nays, so the approval of the minutes pass. All right, we're going to go on to public comment. Is there anyone present in room 110 to give public comment, or have we received any written comments?
No written comments have been received, and we moved the public space to 104. Is there anybody in 104 to provide comment?
No, there are not.
Great. Hearing none, public comment is closed. And I call on the Northwest Seaport Alliance Director of Accounting and Port Auditor to introduce today's agenda items.
Thank you, Commissioner Cho. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. We have three items on the agenda this afternoon. First will be the NWSA 2022 financial audit results. Then we'll have a short briefing on the Port of Seattle internal audit of Terminal 5. And finally, we'll review the 2023 Northwest Seaport Alliance Audit Committee calendar. So first, I want to call on Olga Darlington, partner at Moss Adams. And before you start, Olga, I want to reach out and thank you for all of the hard work that you and your staff put into the audit. It's the beginning of a really great partnership. I think the audit went really well, and appreciate, you know, all the extra effort that you and your team put into it. Also want to extend a big thank you to our Port of Seattle team, their accounting team that helped us during this audit. Rudy Kaluza, Lisa Lamb, Don Kelly, and your team that helped put together all of the financial information for the North Harbor. And also thanks to the staff at the Port of Tacoma and also the accounting staff, specifically Brian Lee, Joe McMillan, Laura Gunthard, and Josh Adams, that really put a lot of work into this year's audit. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Olga Darlington.
Thank you, Darren. Good afternoon, members of the committee. I do have a short presentation with the audit results for you today. So without further ado, we'll advance to the next slide that summarizes a brief agenda of the items I will be talking through today, including covering the reports that we have issued, talking a little bit about the areas of audit where we spent most of our audit effort, and covering some of the required communications that we think are important for you to be aware of in carrying out your responsibilities as members of the audit committee. The next slide summarizes the reports that we have issued based on the results of the audit. The first report is on the financial statements of the Northwest Seaport Alliance. We issued an unmodified opinion dated March 28th. Unmodified opinion means that it's a clean report and the financial statements of the Alliance are presented in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. The audit was conducted under government auditing standards, which also require us to issue a report on internal controls and processes with respect to financial reporting and compliance of the organization. So that report was issued and it had no findings identified in that report. So also clean scorecard there. The additional audit that was conducted for Northwest Seaport Alliance relates to the federal funding that the Northwest Seaport Alliance received during the year. That compliance audit is required for any federal funds expanded in a single year that exceeds $750,000 annually. So that's what triggered the compliance audit. The total federal expenditures that were reported on a schedule of expenditures of federal awards were $792,000. There was one major program that was identified that indicated we're spending a majority of those funds, and that's the Diesel Emissions Reduction Act program in the amount of $782,000. So the compliance audit also did not have any findings with respect to internal controls over compliance over expenditures of federal awards. So all three reports are clean audit reports for the Northwest Seaport Alliance for 2022. So all good news all around there. We advance to the next slide. Some of the highlights of where we spend most of our audit time. As I mentioned, we issued the report on internal controls. So we did spend a fair amount of time looking at internal controls for the Northwest Seaport Alliance. Some of those processes were encompassed in both home ports. So we did talk to personnel both at North Harbor and South Harbor, particularly to control surrounding the cash disbursement project and CIP management payroll. So those processes were covered in great detail in our audit. Management estimates is generally a higher area of risk for the audit because it is those estimates are based on management's decision making and knowledge of historic events at the organization. So for Northwest Seaport Alliance, those estimates are encompassed in legal contingencies, compensated absences, actuarial evaluations, as well as the largest probably estimate is in the lease receivable for the lease agreements that Seaport Alliance has in place. And that's required to be reported under the newly issued standard that Northwest Seaport Alliance implemented in 2021, GASB 87. Capital assets, we made selections of certain projects that were in process during the year. Once again, both at North Harbor and the South Harbor, although North Harbor had more costs incurred with respect to the capital projects was the activities that going on there. So we did interview project managers, reviewed and tested the cost additions with respect to capital assets, and no issues found there. As far as the related party transactions, we looked at intercompany transactions between the home ports and the Northwest Seaport Alliance, the contributions that were made during the year, as well as distributions back to the ports, any outstanding receivable and payable balances at the end of the year as well. Found all of those to be correctly presented. On the next slide, just a couple of more areas. Revenue recognition. We did significant amount of testing of the operating revenue, the leasing transaction, as well as just the transactions at the port. A combination of substantive analytical tests as well as some detailed testing there. And just given the amount of revenue coming from the leasing transaction, that was a big focus of our audit, looking at any leases outstanding, any changes to leasing agreements throughout the year, and of course the recognition of revenue between what is considered an operating revenue under GASB 87 versus what's allocated as the interest component of that revenue. And as I mentioned, compliance audit was conducted over the major program, which is the Diesel Emissions Reduction Act. All right, moving on to the next slide. Just a few summary of a few required communications. The audit went very well in accordance with the plan that we laid out during our planning procedures back prior to the end of year in 22. So no changes to our audit plan. Significant accounting policies are disclosed in the footnotes to the financial statements. There are substantial footnotes about how revenue is recognized, what is how cash and equivalents defined, and other notes included in there. They're all consistent with how the policies were applied in previous years and are in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. We evaluate those disclosures, make sure those policies are in accordance with GAAP, found no inconsistencies. Also pleased to report that we did not have any disagreements with management during the course of the audit. We did have discussions about, once again, how the transactions are recorded and just the counting debates, if you will, a little bit. But at the end of the day, nothing came to rise to a level of a disagreement on implementation of accounting standards or application of accounting principles. So very smooth audit. Especially considering that once again, this was the first year our firm was performing the audit of the Northwest Seaboard Alliance. So we definitely ask different questions and maybe dig a little bit deeper than our predecessor has just because of our audit approach. On the next slide, just a couple more things. As a result of the audit, I'm pleased to report there were no audit adjustments that we identified. So the financial records presented to us were in good shape. There was nothing that we found that needed to be modified. So while it sounds inconsequential, it's really actually a big work on part of the team at Northwest Seaboard Alliance to make sure that all of those records are clean throughout the year and for the financial statements that are prepared annually. Nothing came to our attention that would have been an illegal act or fraudulent transactions or anything that would rise to a level to be communicated to you. So nothing noted there. And even though we perform certain tests to see if there's any indication of fraud or misappropriation of assets, we're not necessarily testing for fraud. So we introduce different types of tests throughout our audit to see if we can identify any risk or to address the risk of fraud. But nothing came to our attention that needs to be brought up to your attention once again. And on the next slide, I think just that's our final slide. Big thank you to the team at both Ports of Tacoma and Ports of Seattle. As Darren mentioned, we think the audit went very well. We did cover a lot of ground in connecting with individuals in both harbors. So overall, very good audit, very clean audit, timely, and just a great relationship that we have started with the Northwest Seaboard Alliance. And that, I think the final slide is just my and my team's contact information should you have any questions after today's presentation. But I'm also happy to answer any questions if you have on the financial statements or on the audit in general.
Great, thank you so much, Olga. Any questions from commissioners for Olga or the team?
Commissioner Cho, I have one.
Okay, Commissioner Keller, go ahead.
Thank you, and nice job, Olga. Thank you for your presentation. If you could turn back to slide number four, and I think, and this is just kind of like just being a little bit picky and looking at it from a public perspective, on the related party transactions, and you described it when you were going through this, I think on slide number four, it talks about cash distributions to managing members, and I know you meant home ports. So if you could change that terminology to home ports, because it makes it look like we're receiving individually cash, and also the Seaport Alliance is getting cash from us as well. So I think when you described it, you talked about home ports. If you could just change that terminology to home ports, I think that that would be helpful for anyone who's listening in and doesn't know.
Wait, you're saying, Deanna, you haven't been receiving your cash payments?
I have not. I looked at that and I went, wow, okay, that's news to me.
Yes.
Didn't say anything, Sam.
For the record, that was a joke. I agree. Thank you for making those changes.
But yeah, you described it well, and but when I looked at that, I went, well, that'll be a good explanation on that one, but...
We can make that update, certainly.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none, I think we can move on to the next item, right, David?
Okay, the next item is really just a very short briefing on the Port of Seattle internal audit that was performed on Terminal 5. And it was a limited scope audit on unit priced items. The scope of the audit was limited to unit price work items, and the audit was performed to determine if the Port of Seattle staff was—
Hey, Darren, are there slides for this?
No, there's no slides.
Okay, sorry, my apologies, thank you.
Just an overview. So the audit was an internal audit approved by the Port of Seattle Audit Committee, and the goal of this audit was to determine if the Port of Seattle staff were complying with their internal policies and procedures surrounding unit price work, and that proper documentation supported payments to the contractors. So while the audit identified question costs of $125,000 out of a total of $23 million, primarily due to missing documentation from the contractor, the Port of Seattle Internal Audit Department concluded that the Port of Seattle procedures were functioning as intended and rated the non-compliance at low risk. So a very good audit. A lot of the missing documentation was due to the fact that they were tracking quantities of materials like gravel and such. And so some of those tracking paperwork, pick slips and stuff were missing. The Port of Seattle program management staff will follow up on those. And if they are unable to receive the documentation for those amounts, they will deduct the payments from their next, deduct the amounts from their next payments to the contractor. But overall, a very good audit. So just wanted to give you a short briefing. I sent out a copy of that audit to you, the audit committee, and to all of the commissioners. And I think, the audit was also presented to the Port of Seattle Audit Committee earlier this month. So any questions or comments?
Any questions or comments from commissioners?
I do have a quick one.
Yes, and Commissioner Keller.
Thank you. Would like to see that with anything like this that is affecting the Northwest Seaport Alliance, and certainly happy that and want to encourage both of our home ports to be able to do some internal audits and things like that, but would like to run that also through our Seaport Alliance Audit Committee meeting so that we're doing this in conjunction with each other. I just think that it streamlines it. It makes it even more transparent between both home ports, and I'm glad that it turned out the way that it did and really happy about that and want to certainly encourage it. But I just think that as we move forward with the Seaport Alliance, that if we have internal audits, that it goes through the Seaport Alliance audit committee process as well, and in conjunction with the home ports.
Thank you for that. Any other questions or comments? I can comment a little bit about that. Yeah, I think, you know, generally in principle, I agree with Commissioner Keller that, you know, Seaport Alliance project should probably be audited by Seaport Alliance. I think maybe we should have a follow-up conversation about what that looks like. I think one of the things that allows for an audit of a project like Terminal 5 to happen quicker is because the Port of Seattle has our own internal auditing team, and so it kind of happened a lot faster. I'm kind of curious if I can get thoughts from Dan or anyone else, how we would kind of move in conjunction with each other if we were to approach it kind of through each of our respective processes. What does that look like? Is that like two concurrent audits at the same time, or is it really just the Seaport Alliance lending support to Alliance, an audit function by the port?
Well, Commissioner Cho, I think this audit was an audit that the Port of Seattle put in place to make sure that their internal procedures are being followed. The fact that it is being performed on a Northwest Seaport Alliance project, I think probably needs to be, I'm not saying it needs to be vetted, but maybe it just needs to be better communicated between the audit committees to make sure that both parties understand, you know, what is being, what the audit is what audits are being done and how that may impact both parties.
So yeah, I think how common, you know, obviously this is a situation where the home port of the Port of Seattle kind of took lead on basically the entire project. You know, how common would a scenario like this be going forward?
Well, I'm not sure if I am able to answer that question. Again, this was part of the Port of Seattle internal audit plan, and
so I guess my question is, when we do projects like Terminal 5, right, to what extent are we outsourcing to the home port like we did on Terminal 5? I'm not asking about audits, I'm talking about the project itself.
Well, generally, all projects that are performed in the North Harbor are managed by the Port of Seattle staff, and through the support services, the Northwest Seaport Alliance really leverages the Port of Seattle staff to perform that work.
And in the South Harbor?
The support services between the Northwest Seaport Alliance and the Port of Tacoma have the same effect. So the Port of Great. Tacoma staff is doing the project work in the South Harbor.
Any other questions from folks? All right, I think we can move on to the third and last item.
Ivana, can you advance the slide? So here's the commission, the audit committee calendar for the rest of the year. We have one more audit committee meeting scheduled on October 6th. Moss Adams will be back for their 2023 financial audit introduction. The state auditors will be also presenting their entrance conference for the 2021 and 2022 accountability audit. And we will have a draft audit committee calendar for 2024 as a preview during that meeting. Do we have any other items that you would like to add to the 2023 calendar at this time? Okay, hearing none. I think we're good, Commissioner Cho.
All right, great. that's the last item for briefings on our calendar, on our agenda today. Are there any general comments, concerns, referrals that, or questions that commissioners might have?
Just very quickly, if I could, Commissioner Cho, I just want to thank everybody, both Darren and Olga, for the hard work and all the efforts they do to keep us on the straight and narrow.
Great. Any other comments? Great. With that, I think the time is 3:28 p.m. With no further business, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you all.